Welcome to the Living the Dream podcast with Curveball. If you believe, you can achieve. Welcome to the Living the Dream with Curveball podcast, a show where I interview guests that teach, motivate, and inspire. Today, I am joined by health and fitness expert Adrian Simmons, and we're going to be talking about energy levels and burnout and chronic fatigue as we age. Adrian started noticing her energy levels were low as she got older and up there in age, and she started having issues on her job and in her life. So she decided to do some research and turn it around. So she's going to be giving us all some tips and letting us know what she has to offer to help us turn it around. And if you are a younger person, don't turn it off, because I'm sure these tips can probably help you as well. So Adrian, thank you so much for joining me today.
And thank you very much for inviting me as a guest on your show. I really appreciate it.
Why don't you start off by telling everybody a little bit about yourself?
Oh, wow. You know, that's a question that gets asked all the time. And it's like, where do you even start to tell people about yourself? But because the nature of my being with you this evening is all about our health, our fitness, and our wellness, I will focus on that when it comes to me. I've always been very in tuned with doing the best that I can to take care of my physical wellness, because I have always understood that it's important if you want to live a life of longevity, that physical fitness is really key. So I've always done the best that I can to keep that top of mind. Honestly, absolutely, it hasn't always happened, but I do try to make it a priority, along obviously with proper nutrition, ensuring that I do my best to encourage as much mental positive thinking as I can. I know the value of surrounding myself with a healthy social network, and really important as well too, that I feel that a lot of people do not either are not aware of it, or even if they are, they just don't make it a priority for themselves. And that's quality rest as well too. So all of those that I just kind of listed off, those kind of lifestyle choices, for me, that's what I try to make sure is a priority in my life every single day. So that's a little bit about kind of Adrian and what drives me. Something else that really drives me as well too is understanding that for the time that we are here on this planet, we have a choice. You know, we can either live life to the min, so we just kind of move through our life every day on default, or we can live life to the max. So I'm all about letting people know that if you want, only if you want to step up your game and to show up a lot better than you have been, you can if you want. And I'm here to, I guess, show, teach, instruct, and share and let people know, absolutely, you can improve the quality of your life quite simply if that's something that you choose to do for yourself.
So kind of let people know what were the signs or the things that were going on in your life that you realized that you needed to make a change.
Okay, so for myself, wow, my story goes back a good couple of years. I've always been the kind of individual that had boundless energy, you know, into my 30s and even into my late 40s as well too. I've always had a life of vibrancy, but that all changed when I crossed over my 50-year line. I know now, but I didn't know then, that as a result of the lifestyle choices that I made as I crossed over my 50-year line, did not line up with where my body was moving at that time. And as a result, for the first time in my life, I developed signs of fatigue. And it started off as acute fatigue. So that was very once in a while. But like anything else in life, if you do not make changes, what can start off as occasional can morph into something that happens on a regular basis. And that's what happened to me. My acute fatigue morphed into a chronic fatigue where I was experiencing it a couple of times a week. With my chronic fatigue also came excessive weight gain. With that also came a lot of brain fog. I was always unsure and uncertain, and it felt like there was a heavy fog inside of my brain. And the icing on the cake, when I went in for my yearly physical checkup, and I was probably at that point maybe 55, 56, for the first time in my life, I was diagnosed as pre-diabetic. Now, I've always received really healthy medical yearly checkups. So that definitely made me sit up. But what was even more startling was I was reminded immediately, it was like an immediate connection was made for me in my mind. I remember my father passed away from his diabetes in his late 60s. So if I'm 55, 56 at that point, the only thing that I'm making a connection to is I could be dead in another 10 years. And for me, that's all it took for me to sit up and say, you know what? I need to make some serious lifestyle choices. My lifestyle choices prior to that were I worked full time. I went out a lot of times after work. Sometimes even after I went out after work, I went to after hours, and with that, unfortunately, came a lot of alcohol drinking, a lot of party drugs in my life, and a lot of takeout food. So all of that was a recipe that led me to my chronic fatigue, my brain fog, and the excessive weight that I gained as well, too. Like I said, once I received that diagnosis, for me, that was my wake-up call. And I decided you have a choice. You can either continue with the same lifestyle choices you're making. Absolutely, it was fun going out after work, dancing, partying, drinking, doing drugs, eating whatever I wanted to eat. Absolutely. But unfortunately, it was taking a serious toll on my overall health. And I decided, you know what? I've always wanted to live a life of longevity. I've always wanted to live a healthier life, especially into my second stage of my life. And for me, one of my role models was Betty White. I hope a lot of your audience does remember Miss Betty White. And right up until she was 99, she was producing and acting on that half an hour comedy special that she put out on a regular basis. And for me, it was like, are you kidding? At 99, still directing and producing, she was always my role model. So for me, it's like, I want to be like Betty White. Absolutely. At 99, I still want to be living a life of longevity. So I just made that decision. It's like, you know what? I prefer this option. I prefer the energy versus the fatigue. And I just made a whole lot of choices in my life that looked like I had to start with the mindset. It had to start with here. Why am I doing this? And then that kind of morphed into, okay, I got to create a whole new nutritional plan. I got to create a physical fitness plan. I got to create just tools that. Because for me, a lot of times it was boredom. When I got bored, it was like, you know what? Let me go out. When I got bored, let me continue going out. So it was finding other resources and tools to kind of supplement when I felt that boredom. And for me, it was just joining a lot of healthier networks. The gym made a big difference as well, too. And overall, I'm going to say probably over a 6 to 9 month period, I noticed that my energy levels started to increase. I started to feel a little bit healthier. I didn't feel that chronic fatigue on a daily basis. And like I said, over a period of time, probably by the time I hit that 9 month mark, I had shed maybe a little bit over 20 pounds. My energy levels at my lowest, some days, maybe a 3, a 4 out of 10. And by the time I rebounded and cleaned up my life, my energy levels were at maybe a 7, 8, some days even a 9 out of 10. So I was able to experience and enjoy the benefits of having healthy energy from sunrise to sunset. And I still, up until today, enjoy the benefits of sustained energy from sunrise to sunset as a result of the lifestyle choices that I choose to make today versus the lifestyle choices that I made a few years ago.
Well, you also created the Energy Edge program, Unlock Your Energy Potential. So tell us what that program is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So once I was able to rebuild and rejuvenate and reboost my energy to the point where I am right now, and I realized the benefits, the positive outcomes that it was giving me, and that was a lot more productivity throughout my day, productivity in my evening. I was able to show up for my team at work. I'm able to show up for my family and friends as well too. I show up alert and energized, and as a result of using myself as my own beta test, I realized people started to compliment me all the time about my energy levels. And initially it was, oh, I don't understand. I wonder why they're saying something about it, but it continued to happen. And then I just started accepting it as a compliment. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Some people would even say, well, if I touch you, Adrian, can I get some of your energy because I am so fatigued? Others would say, if I had your energy levels, you know how much more I would be able to get done during my own workday and even into my evening. And then I started realizing, you know what? If all these people are complimenting me for something that I feel is just normal, and I didn't realize that it's because it became just part of my normal life to live healthier lifestyle choices, and the results of that were rebounded energy, I'm thinking, you know what? If people are finding this exciting, then energy must be a commodity for people who don't have energy. And those would be for individuals who are suffering from various levels of fatigue. And because I kept on getting asked, well, what is it that you're doing? What do? How do you maintain your energy levels? Why is it that every time I see you, you seem to be an abundance of energy? What is it that you do every single day? I realize, why don't I put together a program that encompasses what I did for myself to rebuild my own energy levels and what I continue to do every day up until today to ensure that my energy levels are still giving me the benefits that I need, and hence my creating the Energy Edge, Unlock Your Body's Energy Potential, for those who ask me, Adrian, I know that I have so much more that I want to give to the world. I know that I want and need to show up for my team at work. I know that I need to show up for my parents because they're getting elderly and I'm the only support that they have. I know that I need to be there for my grandkids because my daughter's a single mom. She can working full time and part time, but I am just tired. I don't have the energy, but I know I need to show up. And for me, that was my motivation to create the program for so many people that would come to me and say, I want to do better, but I just don't know how to do better because I'm just tired all the time. And again, hence my making that decision. You know what, Adrian? You have something that is obviously a gem. For me, it's like a diamond in the rough. Having energy because it allows you to do so much with your life if you have it. And so those who don't have it, they really notice a huge difference. And for the clients that I have been able to support, it's like night and day, what they can do from what they can't do. And for me, that's why it's always a blessing to continue to share the Energy Edge, Unlock Your Energy Potential coaching program.
So, in your opinion, what are some of the key energy sources that affect our daily physical movements?
Okay, everybody, it's Michael E. Cullen II.
And I'm Sesame Incarta from the All Too Real 2 podcast. We're passionate about movies, TV, and pretty much all things pop culture.
Dive into the chaos of failed sitcoms, direct-to-video sequels, and the quirky realms of cinema and TV.
Join us every Thursday for your dose of All Too Real 2 entertainment.
We'll guide you through debates like whether Howard the Duck qualifies as a superhero.
Ponder if Larry the Cable Guy could be the new Rock or Schwarzenegger.
Discover if some shows and movies should have stayed in the cutting room.
Ever heard of a sitcom featuring that dictator with the funny mustache? Well, we watched it.
We're dedicated to unraveling the peculiarities of pop culture, sometimes with awesome guests.
So, if you're into the eccentric world of pop culture,
listen and subscribe to All Too Real 2,
available wherever you find podcasts
and on Age of Radio.
Okay, so our energy sources, our energy channels would be our physical energy. So anything that we need to physically move, whether it's to blink our eyes, whether it's to breathe, whether it's to eat, whether it's for our heart to beat, that's our physical energy. And that channel needs to be fed all the time, our physical energy. Next is our mental energy. Our thoughts also need energy for us to think. So we need to be able to ensure that we are also feeding our mental energy channels. Next is our emotional energy. How is it that we're feeling? How do we feel at any moment throughout the day? Are we feeling positive? Are we feeling empowered? Are we feeling a can-do attitude? Or are we feeling thoughts that are drawing us down? That's our emotional energy channels. And then there's our spiritual energy channels. Because we are all living beings, whether we are a human being, whether it's our dog, a dog being, whether it's a fly being, whether it's a horse, whether it's a plant, whether it's a flower, we are all living organisms. And as such, we have to coexist on this one planet that we all call home. And as a result, we are all connected spiritually as living organisms. So that is our spiritual energy channels. But for a lot of individuals, if they are not getting the energy that any of these channels need, it can result in fatigue. It can result in depression. It can result in social isolation. It can result in feeling. So it's important for individuals who know that they want to show up. They want to do a lot better in their lives, but one of their energy channels may not be getting the energy that it needs. And as a result, it's manifesting itself, like I said, either in brain fatigue or in just that physical chronic fatigue over their whole bodies.
So what are some of the strategies that can help a person maintain high mental energy throughout the day?
Fantastic. Excellent. What I recommend, if you feel that you are starting to just feeling, you're just feeling your thoughts are just kind of going in the direction that you don't want them to go in. I always tell my clients in advance, prepare tools that you can tap into whenever you start feeling lower feelings of mental energy. So that could be inspirational quotes. That could be a playlist of motivational quotes. That could be a couple of short videos that make you laugh. You're looking for tools that will make you feel and think more positively. So for me personally, whenever I want to boost my mental energy channels, I have a playlist of inspirations that as soon as I read it, I feel empowered. I feel worthy. I feel I can now show up. So for me personally, it's inspirational quotes and it's motivational quotes. For others, it's prayers. When they pull out their prayers and they start reading some of their prayers, they now start to feel mentally energized that they can now turn around and say, you know what? I'm moving away from those negative thoughts to higher positive thoughts. So you would have to decide what increases your sense of thinking more positively when you engage in it. For others, like I said, it's just when they watch some comedies, all of a sudden they start thinking more positively because the comedy has induced feelings of happiness within them. And with those happy feelings, they move away from those negative feeling thoughts. So again, you have to decide when you engage in something, what increases your mental thoughts to a higher energy plane. And then once you figure out what works for you, make sure you have them handy. So whenever you feel yourself going down that rabbit hole of negative thoughts, you can quickly pull them out and either read them, look at them, or listen to them until you feel those vibrations increasing back up, moving closer to a 7, 8, 9, and a 10.
Well, tell us about any current or upcoming projects that you're working on that people need to be aware of.
Did you say any kind of projects that I'm working on?
Yep, anything that you're working on that people need to know about.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I'm always revising my coaching program based on the needs of my audience. And what I'm working on right now is I'm working on creating a program specifically for a particular target group. Now, myself, I'm a solopreneur, obviously operating my own business, but I also work full-time 9 to 5. So I'm looking to create a program for solopreneurs also working full time because they experience their own level of fatigue. Because you can imagine if you are working full time and then you have to come home and then work full time in your business as well too, that's a whole different level of fatigue. So I'm creating a program specifically for individuals that have their foot in both worlds. You got one foot in your side hustle and you got the other foot working in your full-time job. So that's one thing I'm working on is creating a program specifically for them. Something else that I'm working on is I believe that my message of living life with vitality, because at the end of the day, my anchor message will always be about living life with vitality. Why continue living your life to the min when you have an opportunity to live your life to the max? And how much more joyful, how much more fun, how much more pleasurable would life be if you could just level it up a couple of more notches and live it a little bit more fun? So what I'm doing is my second project is I'm going to be doing a lot of public speaking. So I am currently in the process of creating that message, fine-tuning that message, and mastering that message that I want to bring out to the world when it comes to why live your life to the min when you can live your life to the max. And for those of you who do want to live your life to the max, I would love for you to allow for me to be on that journey with you to help you get to that point where, you know what, together we are both living our lives to the max. So those are the two projects that I'm working on right now.
Well, throw out your contact info so people can keep up with everything that you're up to.
Absolutely. If you would love to connect with me one-on-one, or if you know that there's somebody in your life that after hearing how I support and what my passion and drive is, and you would love to connect them with me, please, you can reach me at energy forlife.energy/calendar. That is my scheduler. Again, energyforlife.energy/calendar. I would love, love, love to be there with you on your journey of transformation, of living your life with a whole lot more vitality.
We'll close this out with some final thoughts. Maybe if that was something I forgot to touch on that you would like to talk about, or any final thoughts you have for the listeners.
You know, my final thoughts, whenever I do podcasts, whenever I do any live presentations, is to leave my listeners with a question. And my question to you is, if you had a lamp and you know there was a genie inside of that lamp, and the genie allowed you one wish. And the wish was, I can grant you an abundance of energy tomorrow. But before I do, you have to answer one question. What would you do with an abundance of energy from sunrise to sunset if I granted your wish? So, audience, that's my question to you. If you had an abundance of energy tomorrow, what would your day look like tomorrow that it didn't look like today? And on that note, always remember, you deserve to live a life of vitality and full of energy.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to answer that question, hit Adrian up, let her know. Think about it, follow, rate, review, share this episode to as many people as possible. If you have any guest or suggestion topics, cjackson102@cox.net is the place to send them. As always, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting the show. And Adrian, thank you for joining us and sharing your expertise.
Thank you so much for inviting me once again. My pleasure.
For more information on the Living the Dream podcast, visit www.djcurveball.com. Until next time, stay focused on living the dream.